Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of season 2 of my podcast called Dino Discovery. So, currently, I have just built my awesome base on Discovery Island. George and Ficus are here right now. Say hello! And right now, I am going to try to find a specific fruit to stock it with. I hear a lot of herbivore dinosaurs like it too. And it is called a dinoconut. Well, technically it hasn't been discovered by paleontologists yet, but I have discovered it. Don't ask when, because I do not remember. But I do know that it is in Asia in the Cretaceous period. There are some dangerous dinos there, so when I go there, I'm going to bring George and Ficus with me for protection. And just getting into my time machine. Alright, we're in the time machine. Just putting in the coordinates. And here we go. Alright, we are now in Asia in the Cretaceous. Opening the door. Here we are. Wow, this place is really nice. Check out all those cool trees. They look like coconut trees. Wait, coconut trees. Coconuts are similar to dinoconuts. That's where I got the name, but they're dino, because this is, you know what. And so, I just need to look around for some dinoconut trees. And hopefully, I don't get eaten, because I'm looking for food, not looking to be food. Come on, George and Ficus, I need you for protection. Whoa, what was that? Whoa, a tiny dinosaur just jumped up at me. It's very fluffy and feathery. I'm holding it in my hands right now. Let's see, what is it? Oh, I love these little guys. It's a velociraptor. Probably not what you're used to seeing, because this thing is like chicken-sized and covered in feathers, too. So, the movies are definitely wrong. I have no idea what they did to these cuties. This thing can't take me down by itself, but if I know one thing about velociraptors, it's that they hunt in packs. Wait, I just realized, if this thing had a pack, its pack would be here already. Why is that? Wait a minute. New discovery. What if velociraptors were actually solitary creatures? That would be pretty cool. I'll just put this little guy, no wait, gal, down. Off you go. She's not going anywhere. She's stalking us, is it? Is she angry at something behind me? Oh boy, that bush is rustling. There's gonna be something coming out of it. All right. What do? George and Ficus, get ready. And it's just a bunch of little lizards running, but what are they running from? What was that? Whoa! A big dinosaur just came crashing out of the trees and ate a mouthful of these lizards. It looks like a Tyrannosaurus Rex, but it's got 5 bumps on its nose. Oh, I know what that means. That thing is an Aelioramus. They hunted stuff like lizards, velociraptors, and ornithomimus. Oh no, there's a velociraptor here, and George is an ornithomimus. This is really bad. I think you know what I'm gonna do, and that is run. The Aeloramus is chasing us. Ficus is attacking it with its claws. Whoa, right across the face! That's gotta hurt. Now it's even more furious and running faster at us. George just kicked it in the face. Good going, George. Whoa, oh no. George, it just bit George's leg. Ficus, help me. Oh, this is hard. I can't believe I forgot about this. I'll use my fishy flares. The Aeloramus is chasing after it. All right, that just bought us some time. There's a cave over there. Let's get into the cave. All right, we're here. George's leg is really injured. It's got these intensely bleeding bite marks. I don't think George is gonna be able to walk for a few days. This should be a problem. Well, I don't want it to be a problem, but you know what I mean. What should I do? The little velociraptor just brought some leaves back here and nudged them over to George's leg. Since I don't have the right kinds of bandages, I could use these leaves, but I do have the thing I can use to sanitize the wound. All right, wrap his leg up. Now, I should name this little velociraptor. You've got kind of purplish stripes on your back. How about Violet? Violet the Velociraptor. Yeah, I think that's a good name. The Aeloramus is back. It's running right at the cave. Ah, we need to do something. Whoa, Violet is jumping at it, slashing it across the face. Oh, this guy has some serious face wounds now. Now the Aeloramus is trying to attack Violet. Okay, this is also bad. So many bad stuff. Bad, 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 bad. Now what? Now what? Now what do I do? I don't really have any ideas right now, but I think Ficus does. Ficus is saying something in his Therizinosaurus language. Violet just jumped back into the cave. Now Ficus is clawing at the roof of the cave. Now the front of the cave is crumbling. The Aeloramus will be blocked out. Alright, we're safe for now. We also got some sticks in here, just arranging them so, using two other sticks and rocks to create the friction to make a spark. Alright, started the little campfire. This should do while we wait for George's leg to heal so we can get back to my time machine. Also, it seems like Aeloramuses are very vicious creatures to hunt these little velociraptors. Forget Wrath of Raptors. I think Wrath on Raptors is much more fitting. Now just gotta wait till we can get back to my time machine. Wait, I just remembered something. I forgot the path to my time machine. That means I'm stuck here.